Let's pour one out for poor Tintin.
Uh-oh, I might be a little loud now. Uh-oh.
Yeah, now I'm good. My levels are good.
Do I sound okay on the Discord?
Yes.
Well, I'm asking, volume-wise, is it too loud?
No, I think you're fine.
Oh, yeah, you sound fine.
Okay.
So speaking of Tintin, this is something that's always bothered me about that scene, is when authorities show up on that scene. I do believe it's the cop that shows up and says something about someone, or maybe it's the main villain. Someone at some point says someone stuck all of Tintin's knives in him, in his organs, in alphabetical order. How do you know what order they went in? How could you possibly know that?
I don't know, but it's a good line.
I was outraged. I remain outraged to this day. Did that remake happen yet, or did I just block it out?
I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, okay.
So, Ian, here's a show that I remember existing that I had never watched, but I stumbled across episodes of iZombie the other day.
Oh, I never watched that.
It's not bad.
Is that the morgue worker that turns into a zombie and tries to keep it like cool?
Yeah. So yeah, she was a doctor who transferred from being a heart surgeon to working in medical examination so that she could easy access to brains.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very enjoyable. It's like a slightly more teen version of Lucifer almost.
Oh, okay.
Like, I will use my supernatural powers to solve crimes.
Yeah.
When she eats someone's brain, she gets their skills and abilities and some of their personality traits.
Oh, that's a little wacky.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, I ate this person's brain, and now suddenly I can speak Yugoslavian, and that's handy.
Nice.
And
Alpha was in for the win, by the way, and I'm getting a drink. Be right back.
All right. Of all the possible references, just so you know, that is neither a place nor a language.
All right. It might have been Hungarian. I don't know.
There you go. You've won me back instantly. Craig, 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 Craig.
Does Yugoslavia not actually exist?
No, it dissolved.
Did it
like
used to?
Two decades ago.
Well, this show's old.
I don't think it's that old. Or, you know, if it's in that range, yeah, it's been chopped up into, like, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Northern Macedonia, and, like, one other bit. I haven't been practicing my European maps as much as I should.
All right.
iZombie was on from 2015 to 2019.
Nice.
But yeah, I've watched, I don't know, maybe 6-7 episodes so far. I've enjoyed it.
Great. Anytime you tell me you're watching something that isn't reality TV, you will always be rewarded with praise.
Yeah, not reality
Great
TV.
Great work, Craig.
Scripted,
you're
scripted show.
You're doing a good job.
All right. Is there anything else we need to do pre-show show? I think that was it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm still curious when, Yugoslavia was broken up in 1991, slightly before the show iZombie.
There you go.
Many more decades than I led you to believe. I'm sorry. I'm just not that comfortable with saying more than three.
So what's your opinion of the sadness that was the Lady Raygun?
Oh, you mean the dopeness that was the laser sharp Raygun?
Oh, man, that was a terrible dancing. That was like watching Elaine out there doing the Olympics.
If I could take a holiday to meet her, that would be an awesome day.
Oh, she sounds like someone I really never want to meet in real life.
Oh, no, that's...
I'm sure we can find someone exactly like her here in State College.
Yeah,
someone who's
no
writing
problem.
Their doctoral thesis on the gender of the breakdance community in Sydney, Australia.
That's amazingly specific.
And somebody give you a doctorate for that?
No, Now, I am in many ways anti-prank. But this was pulled off on such a high level, I really can't offer her anything but respect.
Somehow they claim that she defeated other Australian breakdancers to qualify for this. How is this possible? She scored a zero.
That's true. I don't know that that's... Her kangaroo pose was magnificent.
Have you seen the Rachel Dratch parody?
No, but I saw I saw Chloe Trost do a parody.
Ah, Rachel Dratch apparently showed up on Kimmel or something, and did a whole thing.
Nice. Yeah, that's. I mean, to essentially prank the Olympics is just so magnificent.
Like I saw a video of a person that she beat to go there who actually seemingly could breakdance a little. Not that I am not a judge for breakdance. Maybe they were awful as well. I don't know, but. They seem to be way better, and I have no idea how Raygun beat them out, so I don't know.
I don't know, you just went from the awesomeness of, you know, hand in my pocket, shooting you in the eye, from a mile away Turkish guy with an air pistol to...
Dude, that guy was smooth.
To Ray Gun Lady.
I want him to get together with the South Korean air rifle woman. Yeah. No, the air rifle woman that had the little stuffed elephant hanging off her belt while she was just racking up bullseye after bullseye.
This Olympics was such a treat for me.
Well,
that South Korean women's archery team, too, they were the bombs.
So. Oh, my goodness, yeah. But once I saw them smush the string into their face, I couldn't keep watching that. Oh, man, did you, I don't want to get too far into it, but the bronze medal match in the women's rugby sevens was awesome.
Didn't see it.
Oh, Craig, I know almost nothing about rugby and watch very little rugby. I was glued to that match, and it pays off something fierce at the end.
Oh, my.
It's so good.
I should ask my neighbor. She, you know, knows way more rugby than I will ever know.
Sorry, Saber, I just offered a Lego version of the Turkish shooter, and it's kind of incredible. All right, Craig, get us rolling. After 9
o'clock. All I know is that next Olympics, cricket's in, so yeah, buddy.
Oh, sweet.
I will totally want Olympic cricket. That sounds amazing.
And I, for one, will be watching Olympic flag football.
I will not be. Yes,
I know.
That can curl up and die.
No way. I'm embracing the sadness.
Nope, I'm not embracing it. I'm going to be, you know, the old Nathaniel guy who wants to see people get hit. I want to see combat sports. I don't want to see flag football. We're going to start having boxing. Like we'll paint the ends of your gloves with paint. And if paint appears in the other person, you win.
Ooh, that's a whole new thing.
Little tappa-tappa. It'd be like, what do you call it? Where you paintball, but, you know.
Yeah, but just paint gloves.
Melee paintball.
Fire it in real quick and get out of... Ooh, I don't hate this sport, Craig. I'm not sure exactly how it's scored or judged, but I'm gonna workshop it in my spare time.
All right, as long as I get some creator credits.
A little bit. We'll see.
All right. Welcome to the 432nd. Is that right? Man, they've done a lot of these shows.
I know.
The Boston Warriors 3. The gang's all here. Ian's back. He didn't get mugged in another country.
Not even a little bit.
Ray's here. I'm here. We're all here.
Hello.
Hola.
There you go.
Cool. You practiced up while you were down there?
I did. That's
nice.
That's what Duolingo got me.
It probably got you a little more. I'm sure you probably used Donde está la biblioteca many, many times.
I did, but it wasn't as effective as I'd hoped.
This is the week of August 15th to the 22nd in your 7-day 4-star crash. Out of Titans. This week you had Pirate Kate versus Legion. Did you manage to not let Legion go invisible?
I haven't tried yet.
All right. Don't let Legion go invisible.
As we discussed last week, don't let them have black. That's the key.
Yeah. Next week is Moon Knight versus X-23 and a second mystery guest.
Yeah, whatever. Ooh. Croissants.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be a crusher.
Yeah, his fist and his croissants are potent. A little pricey, but potent.
Yeah. In your story world, welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. All right, let me talk about this welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. That first fight, impossible. I've given up. I'm not playing it anymore. I have lost like 30 straight times. It is the worst thing they've ever done.
You're talking the Annihilus versus Deathlock?
Yes.
Yes.
That is stupid.
I played it once just because I wanted to see it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Is that the one Samurai is talking about where he said he beat the Welcome to Taskmaster Sword?
I don't want to hear about you and your Taskmaster Swords.
Taskmaster Sword is awesome. I played it once. It was ridiculous.
Here's what happens. You go out with Annihilus who has like 14,000 hit points. Mm-hmm. Deathlock gets, I don't know, 6 blue, instantly does 8,000 points of damage to you. Oh, he got like 7 black? You're dead. Every time you hurt him, he heals back up for thousands of healing. And you just die. Like, you just die. No matter what you do, you just die.
And I do have a problem with the fact that this is a new character, and to showcase this character, we're going to put him up against a fight that he will never be able to win.
Like... And, like, one of the big things your trap tells is that you can stun when they make your trap.
Right.
Oh, except it's one-on-one, so you can't stun. So they just feel free to match away all your trap tiles willy-dilly because it doesn't hurt them. Ugh.
Yeah, it does nothing. That's his main thing, is his ability to stun. So it's not a good showcase for your new character, guys.
No! It was like, here's a character. We're going to show you how awful it can be so you never want to use it. Because that's what it told me about Annihilus. It told me I never want to use that character. God, that's tough. Terrible.
He seems like a cool character, though. Yeah, character-wise. I don't know what he does in the game. Maybe you'll talk about him later.
Nope, we talked about him last time.
You guys did a show?
We did.
Wow! No way! Did you?
We did. Sorry.
Holy smokes! Congratulations, guys! I wish I offered that much commitment. You, excellent job! Wow!
You should listen to it. Samurai came in and
there were sound effects and everything.
Yeah, it was. I think it went well. I think it was good.
Hey, I might just listen to that.
Let's move on.
One of the key points is don't let Legion get black. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
The other story going on right now is Simulator. That'll get you a magic Annihilus and some Aunt May. Placement is Infamous Doom and some Yellow Jacket. And then it's still the Open Your Mind Quaid season. Real Steel is going. Colossus, Android Jim. Placement is Creepy Bobby and some Jessica Jones. Two exciting things in the news, though.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
One, it's a recently reworked Old Man Meatbag.
What?
Again?
With a new costume.
What?
Do you think they just put him back the way he used to be? Nope. Made it all different.
Oh.
So now you would use his powers, and then if you got a bunch of yellow and then activated black, you would switch to the alternate powers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now the powers are combined. When you fire it, you get to pick which one you want.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the black allows the player to choose either the old living legend or still sharp ability on use. And his still sharp has a lower AP cost. And Ian, the end of the turn effect is gone.
Oh.
How about that?
I do like that.
Yeah, that's potent in my mind. Probably not, but I'm still excited.
The yellow, the AP went up from 6 to 8. But they wanted it to have enough punch, so they didn't want to make it as cheap. The red one got more numbers, but he's got a lot more hit points. He's got more healing. Some of these numbers are pretty crazy. Let me find what's the one that stood out to me, because there's so many numbers I don't want to read them all. But Reluctant Hero and stuff. That's the red. Costs 8. Deals 32,000 damage. If he has less than 40% health, deal another 27,000 damage on top of that. So that's like a cool 60 for 8 red.
Nice.
Yeah, at level 5, 50,000 damage. If under 60% health, another 50,000 damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's back in the game, baby.
And he's got a new costume. I don't know what this costume is. I don't recognize it.
No, I don't get that at all.
He's in like some weird monk costume or something. Like he looks like he should be fighting in like Mortal Kombat or something in that costume.
Oh.
Wow, that didn't really load well at all.
Nope. That didn't help me one bit.
Yeah, whatever he posted, it is the smallest thing I've ever seen.
I blew it up to a much smaller size.
Let's see if that one works any better. There you go. There you go.
Oh, hey, he is wearing some sort of Jedi robe.
Yeah, like he should be fighting Ryu and Ken like any second now or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like he's a pumped up Blanka.
I don't know where that's from.
Oh, it looks good. The kids with your pumped up Blankas. So there you go. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So a new pumped up old man meatbag
rebalance.
Yeah.
Plus costume.
And then Ian, that's not even
does the costume just appear in my inventory? What or are all of them going to look like that? Do I get to choose?
You would get to choose.
Because I already get to choose
have
with the powers. So why not? See, thanks Marvel Puzzle Quest for supporting a player's right to choose.
I don't see where it says how you get the new costume.
It just happens.
It does not say, I don't think.
All right.
Blue Wolf says that there was an issue of Fantastic Four when Old Man Meatbag was 500 years old, where he wears that costume. So, there you go.
Nice.
Old Man from the future.
He also says you will need to buy the costume.
Yep.
No!
Not going to buy it.
Oh, God, why?
Ian, but there's even bigger news this week.
Oh, bigger news, I'm back.
Just for you, starting tomorrow. Uh-huh. There's a brand new boss event.
Sweet.
It is,
I feel invigorated. Tell me more.
It says you will face off against Deadpool and Wolverine in the newest boss event, An Educated Wish.
All right.
You know, and it gives you a slew of like a billion, you know, characters that are boosted. but no details about what the mechanics are or what you will do. So I guess tune in tomorrow at noon, join the game and see what happens.
Oh, I will let you know. There's going to be a boss node and then 5 mini nodes, and you're going to beat those to re-unlock the boss node, and then you're going to stop.
It's likely.
I'm assuming, no, the question is, what is the boss's mechanic? Like, what does he do?
Why? Oh, I don't know. I can't wait to find out.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the two of them that you alternate between? Like, you have to fight Wolverine sometimes? And
that would make sense.
Or are they boosted?
So I'm wondering if it's going to be like a refresh of the you fight Molten Guy and you fight Water Guy. It's just Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd be into that.
So yeah, I thought that was exciting. I like it when there's new events.
Yeah, me too.
So that's the news.
Me too. I'll have to give it a full read once through. I always look forward to that.
In other news, I don't think there's a show next week, though, Ian.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Am I going somewhere?
I am.
Oh, great. Have fun.
Next week is our anniversary, so I'm taking a little mini vacation.
Congratulations. I hope you enjoy.
26 long years.
Nice.
Doesn't seem that long, but so I suppose that's a good thing.
It does not. Yes.
I mean, Ian was 25 at the time.
Yeah. Sounds like something I would do.
You weren't 25 at the time. You were actually younger than that.
Oh, probably.
No, you were definitely younger than that.
Yeah.
26 years ago? Yeah, you were not 25.
No. That was probably 20. I can do math sometimes.
All right. Do you have anything for the news?
Negative.
All right. Let's move to this week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
All right. Here we go.
Ilyana goes to Limbo.
Right. There's a title. Sorry. I was so puzzled, and I could not piece it together now that you gave me the missing piece of the show. Because I was like, I don't remember doing Wild Child in this segment. I didn't know why we were starting with a 5-star version. And I just couldn't quite wrap my head around it. But I was like, Ian, just shut up and go with it. Because you're almost certainly wrong.
Hey, we covered 3-star magic last week.
Yeah, you must have. That makes sense. I have now learned. We are talking about the Phoenix 5 version of one of my favorite characters, both in the comics, probably in this game. But I don't pursue characters very aggressively, so I don't have the 3 or the 5-star fully covered and ready to go yet. But I do love the idea of magic, and I do love her in the comic series. So let's talk about 5-star Phoenix 5 magic. What's she up to? She has Limbo on Earth. 7 black AP. Create 2-turn red demon repeater tiles that deal 443 damage to a random enemy. The passive component, magic creates 12-turn red demon repeater tiles. Oh, no, 1 2-turn. I was like, what's a 12-turn repeater tile?
That would suck.
I was baffled. I was starting to look this up myself.
If you protect
it for 12 turns, you win? I was so pumped. Okay, magic creates 1 2-turn red demon repeater tile.
That's not a bad idea for a mechanic if you can fortify that in some way. In 12 turns, you just win. Oh, okay.
For each of her demons on the board, her demon tiles deal 5% more damage. Whenever a demon tile is matched, 2 more demon tiles rush in to replace it. Okay, so that's so you want them to be matched, and she's got that Polaris mechanic. That sounds A-okay. Oh, that scales up all over the place. Let's see, we're getting plus 4 demons, 2,315 damage. Demon tiles deal 15% more per demon tile. That's all right. For 7, that's a deal. Even better bargain. Soul Sword, 6 red AP. Deal 1,107 permanent damage, ignoring enemy protect tiles, and destroys 1 enemy special tile. Then create 2-turn repeater tile that deals 443 permanent damage. Magic's matches deal 10% extra permanent damage. Wacky. All right, let's see how this makes itself better. The repeater tile damage is 5,343, and the match damage is 35%. That's solid. Oh, and she's destroying 3 tiles instead of destroying 2. That there. And another bargain, for only 6 purple AP, you can get Phoenix Claws. Deals 709 permanent damage to the enemy team and destroys 2 AP in the enemy team's strongest color. Passive, magic makes 30% less match and ability damage. Takes 30%. Big difference. Magic takes 30% less match and ability damage from supernatural enemies. This scales up to 5,000 4, 43 permanent damage to the enemy team, and 55% less match and ability damage. Yeah, I wish I was at the 5-star level of the game. She sounds neat. She doesn't sound overpowered, but all her powers seem complementary and functional. I really like that first one with the demon tiles. That seems good. I'll pretend that that's a 5, 5-3-5, maybe? That soul sword is cheap, but the other one does team damage. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else plays with Phoenix, or if there are any preferred builds that Ray knows about, but I'm liking 5-4-5. Oh, no, 5-4-4. You can't do 5-4-5. That would be exceptional.
5-4-4 is the third most used build.
Darn it.
5-5-3, though, is the way that the internet says. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't use her. I've used her recently since she's been boosted, and I don't know what she does. She seems okay, but I
also used her recently because she was boosted, and I don't know, people just started dying, and I was all for it.
Okay.
I didn't understand what she was doing. I didn't understand what I was doing, but I was doing well in PvP, and I was like, great. So, yes, there you have it. None other than Phoenix 5 Magic, the 5-star version. That is what Sunny and Xandar.
All right, Willie, do you have anything in the mailbag?
So I got a story a little bit. So the answer is no, but when I went to go back and check on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit to see if there were any posts, I can't find the post from last week's show. So I don't know what happened to it. I'm pretty sure I posted it up. When I haven't in the past, people have notified me, but it's not there. It's just gone. So,
So I will not be listening to the show, is what you're saying?
Well,
you can go to our webpage.
The podcast is still there, but the subreddit, there's no post on the subreddit. So I have no idea why that is. And there were no comments on the D3 forum post. So, no. Willie had a week off again, possibly due to me. I don't know. I don't know what happened. So, in any case, hey, thanks for trying, Willie.
It's clearly the same thing as our other show. If I'm not here, no one listens.
That's
what happened.
You think when they make this new Fantastic Four movie that there's going to be a Willie in it?
Well, who would play it, though?
I don't know.
AI Stan Lee? Mm-hmm. That's my vote.
Could be.
Does he have a Stan Lee Jr.?
We could get some Disney Imagineers on this.
Yeah. Oh, like a Hall of Presidents version?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Or they can make Whalers on the Moon. All right, let's move on.
That's good.
Ian, let's move into some board games brought to you by Insert Your Name Hero-Fi.
Right.
Again, here someone should sponsor this segment by contacting Ray on the Patreon.
Here we are to the board game bracket. So, this week, we have Craig talking about one of the top 5 worst games in human history, and Ray talking about the fun party game Cranium. Craig, would you like to start?
Sure. So coming into the bracket
after
this week,
after my unbiased intro.
We've got Monopoly. I'm a big fan of Monopoly, but I don't know that I've ever really played by the rules. Because if you play by the actual rules, the game's over much quicker than what my family used to play Monopoly. Like, we would always do the, you know, like an actual Monopoly rules. You know, if you land on a property and you don't buy it, it goes up for auction, where then shenanigans can ensue, where you get properties for either very cheap or very expensive, depending on the auction.
Sure.
We never did as a family. If you need to land on a property to buy it, like, obviously we were the put money in the free space in the middle for free parking.
Yeah.
Group that's a house rule. You know, if you owed me a bunch of money, we would just trade properties and things. And never actually ever mortgage anything, right? So I'm not sure I've ever actually played a full game of the game by the written rules. But we used to play it a lot. In fact, I even have, like, I probably own, I don't know, 7 or 8 different Monopolies. Because I was a junkie there for a while on the rebranded, you know, Monopolies. You know, I've got an Indiana Jones Monopoly. I've got Star Wars Monopoly. I've got the Penn State-opoly for good old State College here.
For sure.
And I've also got an expansion I had gotten at, you know, Ollie's Good Stuff Cheap 1 year, which is like a Super Monopoly add-on, which came with a smaller board that you put in the middle of the current Monopoly board, and you transition in and out of it for even more properties and things to buy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. Monopoly, game number one. Let's talk to Ray about game number two.
So this is a game that I haven't played too much. I did own it for a while. Its description is it's outrageous fun and gives players a chance to show off their talents. You have teams, you get into teams, and the team moves around the board with a little plastic token. And when you land on a specific space, the space designates what type of card you draw. The spaces are divided into four categories: Creative Cat, Data Head, Star Performer, and Word Worm. So these are basically, if you want to be creative and drawing things, Data Head, I think, is more of a trivia kind of thing. Star Performer is
charades.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Charades. And then Word Worm is like word games. And so you get one of these things, you pull the card, and the card tells you what you need to do. And the idea is you try to very much like what's a Pictionary kind of thing. You try to get your teammate to say the word that it has on there, or you try to one of the ideas is you use your teammate as a puppet to act out clues while your other teammates guess what the word is you're going for.
God, I hate that.
One of them is actually Pictionary, but you do it blind. There's one it comes with clay, so there's a sculpting piece. That's about all I can remember. But it's like creative ways.
Yeah, the categories were enough, and there's subcategories within each category.
Yeah, sure. And then,
I remember this game.
What's that?
I just now remembered this game when you got to the clay thing where you had to make stuff. As Ian might recall, there used to be a store in town that we would frequent that had a room in the back that was the room started with a name that started with an S.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would play that game back in that room.
Nice, that's a good game.
Yeah, I just recalled that I played this game.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of fun. It requires too much creativity from my perspective, but, it's interesting. It's a nice party game. Going up against Monopoly, yeah, I don't know. See, if you're going, we've been going a lot of weight on the game, the prestige
historical
of the game,
importance.
How long it's been around, and how long it's been played.
Well, yeah, that, and strategy, and...
If Cranium's going to win, my only point was, if Cranium is going to win, it's going to be because of the fun factor.
Yeah, it is. And the versatility of the game. It gives you, not only four separate categories where some people can shine, you have a variety of things to try, and then subcategories within that, so it doesn't, burn itself out too quickly. It's interactive, and it's still competitive. I like all those components of a good party game. Conceptually, I hate Monopoly. The only merit of Monopoly, as Craig pointed out, is all the... It can be reskinned into anything. And I don't even like Monopoly, but I have Star Wars Monopoly and regular Monopoly. And, probably another collectible version. Oh, I have Mario Kart's Monopoly. Mm. And probably Lord of the Rings Monopoly, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. That one has that nice one where the game just ends when the ring gets all the way around the board.
Yeah, when the ring gets to Mordor. Yeah, that's I appreciate that mechanic.
Yeah, that's nice.
But conceptually, Monopoly celebrates someone creating Monopoly and bankrupting everybody else. Yep. What a scumbag game. What a gross capitalist wet dream of a game. I hate Monopoly. It should not be a game. Plus, you're right, there's too many house rules, the game takes forever, and it's not quite the friendship ender that Risk is, but it is a fight guaranteed. Someone is slamming down their money, someone is being a shady banker and stealing money from the bank when no one else is looking. Monopoly gets zero votes from old Ian. Cranium's not the greatest party game, I will admit, but it's fun, and it's way better than Monopoly. And you get to still make things out of clay.
Maybe the whole point was to teach you as a young child why monopolies are bad and you should, rail against them as an adult.
Maybe, but I feel like that would mean that the person who goes bankrupt wins.
What the heck did Samurai post? What is that?
Old-timey Monopoly, perhaps?
No, because none of those streets are named after Atlantic City.
Oh, I don't know. A game that's similar?
It's probably the game that Monopoly was based on.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Landlord's Game, what Monopoly is based on.
I'd always heard Monopoly was a individual creation based on Atlantic City.
Well, sure. That's what the creators of Monopoly want you to believe.
They don't want to have to pay.
They want to have a monopoly on the game.
I like the fact that apparently that game was sponsored by the Economic Game Company of New York, which apparently did not wasn't able to, you know, make any money on their game and lost out to a knockoff.
They're unfun games that no one played.
It's like, you know, yeah, Hydrox came first, but no one wants a Hydrox cookie. Come on now.
Well, they're all.
You want an Oreo.
Yeah, that is a better cookie.
So I know that Ian was leading you down a path, but you should go vote. You can go to
vote for Monopoly.
You can go to the Discord server and react to Samurai's post. Just search for the vote post. Just do a search
Alpha
for
Team
vote.
Are fighting in the kidneys.
Stop. Or I will leave a post on the subreddit, I promise. And you can go and comment in there or on the D3 forums, otherwise known as the 505 forums. So, yeah, any of those places. Go vote. Oh, hey, we didn't do who won from last time.
Oh, who nope,
competed
totally forgot.
Last time?
Well, I mean the time before last.
Yeah. We didn't do this segment last week, Ian, because you weren't here.
Okay, so tell me who participated even before that.
I
forgot.
So previous games were Scrabble versus Chinese Checkers.
Ooh.
Winning 71% of the vote, Scrabble is moving on.
Yes.
I mean, that just makes sense. Chinese Checkers is...
Yeah.
I would much rather play Chinese Checkers than Scrabble.
Well,
I mean...
You should have voted.
It depends.
I did.
Yeah.
I did vote.
You should have rallied more people to vote or convinced Chinese Checkers to be a less lame game or forced more people to play Scrabble against people who play Scrabble seriously, and then you will no longer like Scrabble.
So there you go.
I have never been so savagely beaten at Scrabble by two-letter words. I hate people.
Yeah, that just seems not fun. The whole point should be make the biggest, longest word you can make.
It should be, but it's not. The point is to score as quickly and as frequently as possible and prevent me from doing anything. Cold-blooded. Vote for Cranium.
Cold-blooded! Put the defiant finger side of the face.
Slap! Was RC Cola really the first? I thought Moxie was the first and by far the worst.
Moxie is the worst. RC Cola's delicious. I don't know what Alpha Team's talking about.
He doesn't enjoy it. Well, I agree that he's wrong, but I respect his choices.
Hmm. Flavor is an opinion unless you're talking to Craig.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who hates most things.
That's also true.
It's true. Boosted character. Well, we've got nobody to pump up this week.
Nobody to pump up this week. It sounds like it's a boss event. If you do get a chance to check out the infographic this week, you will get to see another fantastic samurai build. This is one that he built to commemorate the trip that he and Ray and I and Mrs. Samurai took recently. It's not at all, but there is trains involved, so I inserted myself as though I were relevant.
I was sitting here going, again, really?
Absolutely not, but it's a spectacular build, and I wanted to steal credit for it.
That is a nice-looking build. I'll give him that.
Yeah, it is. A lot going on.
The train house looks very nice with the... what do you call those? Pump cars. I don't know what you call those. What do you call that car where they, you know, pump the handle up and down and make you go down the tracks?
Yeah. To do service work on the track. Hand cart?
There you go.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Really like that. That looks nice. Ian.
What up, dude?
Hit us with some cold, refreshing a pop pop.
Oh, holy smokes. Let's talk about a little pop pop.
Pop pop!
Craig.
Hello.
I got a treat non-treat for you.
All right.
They're a quartet. That's good news.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the appropriate number. They are, so I have just solved something as I am taking time to read their biography. Because I was listening to this song that Ray may or may not offer you in. This is a band called, first I didn't love them because I don't like letters and numbers in a word. That's not cool at all. But they're to anyone, the number two, the letters N-E and the number one. So I don't love this. But then I listened to the song and I'm all about it. I'm way into it. A lot of different musical influences going on in the song. There's only four of them, so they all get like a little 40 second solo in the song, which even though they kind of come at you in different genres, I was there for it, and they weave it together in a good way. Apparently,
is this a male quartet, female quartet?
Female. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. It's all ladies. And I have been tracking the bands that I do feel like I legitimately enjoy. Apparently, I love YG Entertainment. Blackpink is from YG Entertainment. Baby Monster was from YG Entertainment. To Anyone, also from YG Entertainment, also like them. So apparently, I'm a YG Entertainment guy in the K-pop world, and I didn't know it, and I just figured that out now. So these guys were kind of doing it old school. They were back in 09 through 2016, and then they just reformed this year, and they're back on top. So I am I'm excited. I was way into this song. I listened to a couple of their songs. I mean, not every song can be a hit, so I'm not trying to judge them too badly. I listened to like four or five more, and at least three of them were pretty enjoyable. So, to anyone, the YG Entertainment quartet plan that always works well for me.
Sorry, I just looked them up, and the fact that one of them is named Minzy, that they get my vote right there just for having Minzy.
So the piece that I put in here is from a beginning of the song. It doesn't really capture the song very well. I just thought it was a very interesting part of the song, especially where like it ends with the oh my god. So if you're interested in it, there are better clips on that song. It is actually more entertaining. Although, I mean, you know, this it's representative. So
now, Ian,
yeah,
this says it's a global tour, so maybe they're coming to your neighborhood.
Who? To anyone?
Yeah.
I don't think I could pull off seeing them live.
No?
What? No. Nope, I don't. I don't think I could convince my son that he wants to see them live. And I'm certainly not going by myself. That's crazy. You've met me, right?
Yeah.
What would you think if you saw me in the crowd for a K-pop concert by To Anyone?
Yeah.
Would any of those thoughts be, he's probably a great guy and a great father? I don't think so. So no, I will not be attending. But I hope they do well. I hope they make a boatload of money and have a lot of fun. And I hope they weren't tortured in that K-pop girls internment camp that they have to make K-pop stars.
They have their own subreddit, so maybe you ought to join the /r/toanyone subreddit.
No dice! But let me follow up my last pop with what turned out to be a better version. So two weeks ago, I had told you about the Route 66 orange pop. So I went down to Cancun and got the Marimba brand orange soda, which much tastier. Again, made with, sugar instead of corn syrup, which was delightful. And it was so enjoyably artificial, which is what I was looking for. Like, the effervescence was acceptable, but low, which I liked. The orange flavor was like punch you in the face, but it had absolutely no citrus flavor to it. And I was like, oh, this is like orange pop.
So like an orange Starburst.
Kind of, yeah. Mm. Like a carbonated high C orange, but not that delicious. Nothing is as good. And we've discussed this at length. But
only out of the fountain McDonald's. At McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I just had that yesterday. It was wonderful.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's such a treat, because I don't do dairy anymore either, so we were out and about, and my family was like, let's stop at McDonald's and get some ice cream, and I was like, oh, and Kelly was like, don't worry, you can get a high C orange, and I was like, ha-ha, the day is saved. So, Marimba, orange soda. If you're down in Cancun, check it out. They have it at Selecto. You can get them, three for a dollar. They're a good price.
Is that like a vending machine from Futurama, like...
No, that's the store across the street from my hotel.
I get that from Selecto.
No, Selecto was just the name of the supermarket.
Okay.
It was nice.
I picture it actually being an intelligent robot who's just sad that he dispenses soda, and he's like, oh, what do you want?
I am Selecto.
Exactly.
Thank you for visiting Selecto. Please come again.
So, yeah, that's it. Thanks, as always. To
Magnified.
To Anyone and Marimba Orange Soda.
All right. You got Steam open?
No, I did not utilize my time appropriately. I'm off my game. I'm going to miss next week. I'll be confused again. I'm just going to spiral into just total disarray.
General disarray?
That's what I was thinking. I saluted right here in my chair.
Nice. Are either of you opening less than 100 tokens?
I'm going to do 10 again. So... I'm just going to go ahead, I guess.
Yeah, you might as well. That'll give me time to click through all
these. What is that? Oh, 4-star Angela. Okay.
Oh.
She has a symbol that I am unaccustomed to. Number 2 is Throg. Number 3, Medusa. Number 4, Vulture. 5 is purple. It is Kane Parker. Actually, I lied. I'm going to stop at 5. I got a purple. I'm good. I got a purple I can use, so that's awesome. Nice.
All right, let's see what I can do with this 4-star. Sam Wilson, Captain America. What?
Hey, that new movie's coming out sometime.
Yeah, it is. Cool. You ready, Craig?
Let's do it. I'm going to open some of these. Probably 10. Echo. Herpaderp. Rhino. Cho. I mean, I couldn't think of his name for a minute. I'm like, there's a Hulk on my screen. I don't know what he's called. Cloak and Dagger. Big Pun. Cindy Lou Who. The Black King. Your 2099 Spider-Man. Scott. I don't even know if there are any things I've opened. Mantis. Infamous Doom. I think that's way more than 10. Legion. I'm just going to stop. We'll just go for O for Burples. Let's just go for that. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, I don't know, 13 or something like that. I got no purples.
I have a feeling that in the coming weeks, opening is going to be painful. My Kane Parker is now at a 225.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know what cover you're getting.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Thank you, though, to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network. The soon-to-be-named network, which you can find at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can find this show and several other great shows to give you a variety in your podcast listening days. You can find links to all their pages at soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order this week, gentlemen?
I'm asleep. I got nothing. Just loafing about.
Right.
Doing my thing. Happy to be home.
Okay.
I speak no Spanish. It was a real hard time. I was really embarrassed most of the time.
Yeah. I speak very, very little Spanish. And even with the little I do, they talk too fast. And it's too hard to understand.
Yep. I can't
think. My answer is always like, más tarde, por favor.
I just smile and say, sí. And eventually they go away.
I need to find someone to talk to Ian in Spanish and ask him, like, ask Ian if you can squeeze his nipples. And he goes, oh, see. They'll be like, aha!
No, that doesn't sound like a fun game for
me. It sounds like a great game for me. All right. That's
refresh
it.
Refresh my enemy list and remind you what show we're on.
I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. Comment suggestions. Please fill up Willie's mailbag. We're paying him all this money, and he's not doing any work. He's loafing around like an overpaid government employee, just getting ready to collect his mail job paycheck. He needs to get up and do some work. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner on our webpage or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and get some swag over there. But that's it for this week. Bye for now. Remember, kids, she knows the truth. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.